Hello, my name is Josh Price, and I would just like to start by thanking you for coming to look at my poster. I am currently a postdoc in the CASIS lab at the National Institute of Child Health and Human Development, and as a group, we're kind of broadly interested in gene regulation during development. So to begin, during development of metazoans, cells have to differentiate in order to become distinct in their structure and function, and this complex process is largely controlled by transcription factors. But once the gene's activity is determined, the memory of that state becomes incredibly important to avoid ectopic expression. So one group of repressors that play a key role in maintaining the silent state of developmental genes are the polycomb group proteins. These proteins act through diverse regions of non-coding DNA called polycomb response elements, which in Drosophila consist of multiple sequence motifs that interact with DNA binding polycomb group recruiter proteins such as SPPS, CG, and FO. These proteins can then act to recruit other polycomb group proteins, which function in these multi-protein complexes called polycomb repressive complexes. Predominantly, there's PRC1 and PRC2, which co-regulate gene silencing by creating H3K27 trimethylation domains and compacting chromatin. So next, previous genome-wide chromatin immunoprecipitation studies have shown that the majority of polycomb group targets are actually outside of these methylation domains, and that was observed across multiple developmental stages and tissue types. So figure 2 is actually just showing an example of this at the CBL locus, and you can kind of see that in the gray there's very low levels of methylation, but there's very high levels of just four of the polycomb group proteins that are shown here. So this kind of raises the question as to what the function of these polycomb group proteins are. So in order to investigate this, we wanted to start by testing if these polycomb group target sites can act as PREs in a transgenic assay. So looking genome-wide at sites with high polycomb group protein binding and low levels of methylation, we chose 24 sites, and 1 KB regions centered on each site's chip peaks were inserted into the PKC27 vector. This vector utilizes the split mini-white reporter gene, which contains the 5' end of the mini-white gene, and then it integrates at a landing site which contains the 3' end of the mini-white gene using the Phi-C31 integrase system. Then, through alternative splicing, a full mini-white gene is made, which produces a protein that's necessary for red-eye pigmentation. So figure 3 is showing this schematic here. Within the middle of figure 3, the top shows a negative control, which would have no DNA fragment, and the bottom showing the experimental group, each of which contains a single PCG-targeted DNA fragment. So when these are inserted into flies that lack a functional white gene, this allows to test each fragment's ability to act as a PRE functionally by seeing if each can induce parent-sensitive silencing. So PREs have previously been shown to have the ability to induce parent-sensitive silencing, which is basically when repression of a transgene is actually increased in homozygotes over heterozygotes. So if you have a PRE upstream of the mini white gene, homozygotes would have lighter eye colors than their heterozygous partners. And we use two well-characterized PREs from the engrailed locus as positive controls in this sense, which you can see in figure 4 labeled PRE1 and PRE2. In contrast, if no PRE is present upstream of the mini-white gene, it's expected that heterozygotes, since they only have one copy of mini-white, will have orange eyes, and the homozygotes would have a darker red eye. I currently don't have this control set up yet. However, if you look at the images for peak 6 and figure 4, this is very similar to what's expected for a negative control. So far, this assay has been used to assess 13 fragments other than the positive controls, and figure 4 is showing images of female eyes, all of which are less than 12 hours old. Of these 13, only one, named Tango 8, has shown the ability to induce parent-sensitive silencing. However, when I started to compare information about this fragment to other fragments, There's very little insight into why this fragment has produced pairing-sensitive silencing and others do not. So looking at each fragment's endogenous locus, I have fragments that are located in intragenic regions, intergenic regions, and regulatory regions. The Tango 8 fragment's located upstream of the Tango 8 gene, and it is within some transcripts of the SBB gene. This is very similar to the fragment from the BSG locus, which if you look at figure 4 does not give pairing-sensitive silencing. Then I also looked at the binding motifs for polycomb group proteins within each fragment. Nearly every fragment that I tested so far contains at least one of each protein's binding motif, often a lot more than that, and there hasn't really been any distinct differences in the Tango 8 fragment's binding motifs. And then additionally, I don't have it shown here, but I also looked at the H3K27 trimethylation state of each fragment in embryos, KC cells, and larvae. The Tango 8 fragment is located within an H3K27 trimethylation domain in KC cells only, and it's actually the only fragment that I tested so far that has this pattern of methylation. So while the exact lineage of KC cells isn't known, this may suggest some type of tissue-specific function. However, I don't really want to make that claim yet, and I am currently testing more fragments that have the same methylation pattern of only being present in KC cells, and hopefully this is going to provide some more insight into that. So in closing here, a total of 24 fragments will be tested using this assay, hopefully soon. Also, it has been shown that not all PREs can induce pairing-sensitive silencing. And then there's also this very notable difference in the eye color of heterozygotes. So this potentially suggests that there's variable levels of silencing occurring in each. So I would like to do CHIP qPCR experiments for H3K27 trimethylation mark across the mini white transgene, as this will provide valuable information and tell us if each fragment has the ability to recruit PRC2 to the transgene and establish these domains, as opposed to if each fragment can just induce pairing-sensitive silencing. So hopefully that was easy to follow. I know this is a weird setup here, but I am very thankful for anyone who has listened, and I would love to talk during the Q&A session if you have any questions or comments. Thank you.